You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul, and today we're going to talk about getting physical. And by that, I mean getting fit, doing sports, and getting out there in nature. I'm sharing two stories from our new book about how age is just a number, and these stories prove that it's never too late to find your sport and get back in shape. In our first story, which is called The Oldest Living Thing in the Building, Linda Simmons tells us that she and her friend were training to hike down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and then up again. It would be a 25-mile hike over 2 days with mules to carry their bags. Linda says that in her 66 years, hike the Grand Canyon had never once appeared on her bucket list. But she went along with her friend Hetty, who wanted to do the hike for her 70th birthday. Now, Linda says that she wasn't exactly in the great shape that her friend was. She had a good 20 pounds to lose and a decided lack of recent exercise. But Linda started training for their big hike, joining a fitness club. She started with a free trial of a circuit training class, which just about killed her. It began with a very brisk walk on the treadmill at a speed of 4.5 miles per hour, which is practically a running speed. And it got worse from there, moving on to 100 pulls on the rowing machine, then back to the treadmill, then back to the rower, and then weights, and you get the idea. It was not circuit training for an out-of-shape 66-year-old. It was so out of her league. Like when she went to the weight bench and was searching for smaller weights, maybe 3 pounds, but the lowest weight they had was 8 pounds. And then she picked up an 8-pound weight, and her neighbor called over to her, "You'll need two." Well, when it was over, Linda sank into a sofa, and then a perky closer came over with a clipboard to sign her up for more torture. She said, "How great was that?" And Linda answered, "I may die right here." Her arms were shaking so much that she spilled water all over her front when she tried to take a sip from her bottle. Linda says, for the first time in fitness history, a closer set the clipboard aside and said, "Can I help you to your car?" After trying everything from Pilates to pole dancing, Linda finally joined a gym and hired a trainer who was excited that a woman her grandma's age wanted to hike the Grand Canyon. And after 7 months, Linda was ready. Her weight was down, her strength was up, and then her friend canceled. No Grand Canyon hike. Linda was so energized and excited about getting fit. It was a challenge that she accepted and accomplished. And in another story about how age is just a number, Jean Dubois tells us about her stint at the 2019 National Senior Games in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jean needed to make it around the track 4 times, 1,500 meters, almost a mile. That doesn't sound too bad, but Jean was 93 and a self-described couch potato. And before the race, they'd stood in the 103-degree sun for at least an hour while the committee got the racewalk organized. When Jean finally crossed the finish line and collapsed into a chair, a paramedic put a cold cloth on the back of her neck and gave her water, while her grandson hooked up her oxygen and then held an umbrella over her to shield her from the blazing sun. There were only 2 contestants in the 90 to 94-year-old age group, so it wasn't about winning, but about finishing. And by the way, Jean did the walk with a cane. It got to the point where the judges were walking alongside her, urging her to keep going. Jean's silver medal is hanging on her wall at home now, where she can see it as she resumes her normal position of couch potato watching TV. She says, "It's next to the gold medal I won in the javelin throw, but that's another story." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, age is just a number, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and Amazon. If you'd like to become one of our published writers, check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see a list of topics we're working on, some story guidelines to help you write a great piece, and the form you fill out to send in your story for consideration. We are always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about amazing, miraculous coincidences that linked family members across the generations.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.